This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is Thursday, October the 12th, and that is important. And it is important because by the time you hear this, the first thing we're going to talk about will certainly have changed.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah,
we would be remiss not to lead off the show following with some at least brief discussion of the events that are taking place in Israel and across Palestine, the Gaza Strip now.
Yeah.
And I think that we have some things we want to say, but I also recognize that by the time this show releases, that situation is likely to have drastically changed.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think knowing that, and I was thinking about this on my drive up, you know, knowing that, I guess the thing that I want to acknowledge, and we got some emails saying, you know, we're looking forward to like some input from us on this situation. I have spent this week, knowing that this would be a topic that I would want to talk about and need to talk about for the show, I have spent this week trying like hell to find some multitude of sources, podcasts, articles, anything. I've consumed so much this week. I've consumed so much, Cecil. And I don't feel any better for having consumed it.
Yeah.
I don't feel any more properly equipped to provide anything to you as an audience that feels insightful or nuanced or would pass for analysis. And I feel really struck. And I just want to acknowledge the like feeling of vulnerability I have here. I feel really struck that even offering commentary in this situation feels so fraught.
Yeah,
it really feels fraught.
For sure. And I think it's because the sources on all sides are very biased.
They're so bad.
I think that there's it's so hard to be somebody trying to dig through this and not be able to find something that feels like it's objective. It always feels like no matter how it's telling you something, it is telling you something that is very slanted and very
so
one-sided.
Bad, man. So bad. And I do want to say that for me, when I read about the invasion into Israel and the attacks on the civilian population in Israel, I will say it is a high bar for me to sympathize with Israel when it comes to the situation in Gaza. It takes a lot for me to be like, I sympathize in this moment with Israel. But in that moment, I absolutely have to say, like, you can't do anything other than decry those attacks.
Sure, yeah.
They are, I think it's interesting because I have seen that in places across America and other places in the world, but I did see many stories that there were rallies that were pro-Palestinian rallies that were celebrating this attack. That is appalling to me. Like this, that's disgusting. I think you can hold in your mind the absolute rejection of apartheid.
Yeah.
The
sure.
support
yeah.
for a Palestinian state. And you can hold that in your mind at the same time that you reject Hamas.
Yeah.
And that you reject violence
yes.
and atrocities against civilians.
Yeah.
And I do find it really fucked that people can't hold those things or
yeah.
don't want to hold those things
sure.
and instead are like, yeah, the solution to this problem was definitely murdering women and children and gunning people down at a fucking music festival, etc.
Yeah. Yeah.
That simply cannot be the solution.
Yeah.
Like if you can't find that morally objectionable in an absolute sense, then I don't know that I can find a point of agreement.
You know, what's interesting is the people who I paid attention to are some of the people who I'm connected to that are secular Jews
mm-hmm.
and even famous secular Jews like Bernie Sanders.
Sure.
And I found that their responses